No.
Hello, Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, it's me, Dave, with Local Splash. You Google partner?
Yeah. How you doing?
Pretty good, partner. So I was calling so we can take care of that onboarding. You got about 30 minutes. You can get that done for you?
Okay.
Righty. So I have Nikki here on the line with us, okay? She's our onboarding specialist. She's going to be helping us out today. Okay, Alex?
All right.
Nikki, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you, though.
Okay, fantastic. So I'll leave you guys to it. If you need me for anything, feel free to reach out.
Gotcha. Thanks, David.
Absolutely.
Hi, Alex. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Sounds great. So, yep, thank you so much for making time. So these calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. And first of all, thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
No, okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead now and check. Let me just pull it up real quick. Okay, so I see that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the security question with David. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Echo Landscaping and Maintenance. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And the address that I have on here, that is actually only like Fort Myers, Florida, 33967. Can you provide me your specific address?
Yes. It's gonna be 19080 Mercat Drive West.
Okay, so I got here 19080 Market Drive West, Fort Myers, Florida, 33967, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We have a business registration and license and insured.
Amazing. All right, and will you be able to provide me your business license number and expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Can we leave that for last? Because I don't have it on hand right now. I'm barely getting there.
That's okay. We can skip it for now. Anyways, I'll just note it here then. You're licensed, insured, and have the business registration. All right. And yes. I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see. Okay, so you can receive mail at this address. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google have a reward to verify the address as your better local rankings? Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
What do you think is best, in your opinion?
Okay. So we can actually share your address. This is helpful for your Google, but we will go over a few options to see if it's a good fit to display your address. Will Google fully support hybrid addresses, meaning the ones that are home and shop? Home addresses aren't fully allowed by Google, but we can still do this. So if you want to have your address shared, then we can work with that.
What if I give you the location for my shop, like, you know, where we leave our car, trucks park? But the only thing I can't receive any mail there.
Okay, so let me see. You do have an existing Google Business Profile, correct?
Yeah, and I have the, I think, the Merkle on there, but, I mean, if it's better to have a, like, a location or a shop, because that's what we call it, the shop.
Okay. Was your Google Business profile set up on that shop?
No, it's set up on the house on Market Drive.
Okay, so if it was set up on your house on the Market Drive, then we'll keep the same address.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. Okay, so I'm checking your Google Business profile right now, and you're not sharing your address to it, right?
I'm not so sure how that is.
Yes, I'm actually, I'm just checking it right now, and your address was not shown, but that's okay. If you want us to go ahead and share your address, if that's okay with you, we can work on it. What do you prefer?
I don't think I need to share it. I think it's fine without sharing it.
All right, so we can hide it for you then.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to make sure again, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, and later in the call, Alex, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number that's 239-273-7977?
Correct.
And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that's echolandscaping239@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And do you already have a business website?
No, not yet.
Okay. If you don't have any website yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new website for you. We can launch a high converting site specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. And I always suggest, Alex, that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Do you have any shorter domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it's available? Because your business name is quite long, so I don't suggest it. Do you have any domain name in mind?
I think we can just leave it at Echo Landscaping instead of adding the and maintenance.
Let's check. Oh, actually, echolandscaping.com or .net is not available. Let's try. Can we try Echo Landscape?
Yeah, we can do that.
It's also not available. Let's try to think another one.
Can we do Echo Luxury?
That's Echo Luxury?
Yeah, .net or .whatever it's called.
Okay, let me check. That's Echo Luxury, Luxury. Still not available. Move it here. Echoluxury.com and .net is also not available. Let's try again another option. Echo Landscaping and Maintenance. Let Echo Land. Would Echo Land sound weird for you or okay?
What was that?
Echoluxury.com and .net is not available, so I'm actually trying to check another option.
Can we put Echo Hardscape?
Echo Hardscape. All right. Now, there's available for that. So we have echohardscape.com or echohardscape.net. What do you prefer?
What was it again?
We do have two options for Echo Hardscape. We have echohardscape.com and echohardscape.net. What do you prefer?
I think .com is best.
Okay, so let's have the echohardscape.com. So we will have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, Alex, you can have these domain names for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we will be creating a website for you, I'm going to go ahead and ask you questions with regards to the site that our team will be creating, okay? So, what brand colors or color scheme would you like on your website?
Can you, like, elaborate on that?
So what colors do you want us to create on your website? Do you want to do something green and brown?
I think something with green and yellow and blue.
Green and yellow and blue. A combination of those three?
Yeah.
Okay. There's green, yellow, and blue. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Is it landscape maintenance?
Yeah, landscape maintenance. Pavers.
Mm-hmm. What is it for pavers, like installation?
Yeah, paver installation.
Mm-hmm.
Irrigation.
Mm-hmm. Irrigation.
You said 6?
Yep, we can do until 6.
Let me see. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Is that represents, right?
Yep, we can do 3 to 6 services on your homepage.
Like maybe put new landscape?
I'm sorry, what is it again?
New landscape?
No landscape?
New, like new?
New landscape? Yep, new landscape. Okay.
What else? Oh, I don't think nothing comes to mind right now, but can we edit that later on or no?
Yeah, yes, of course. You can edit later on. For now, you provided me 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
You can work with that. Okay. Let me just note it here. All right. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions in your website?
Can you change the promotions, or how does they work?
Like, for example, do you offer, like, 10% discounts for veterans or senior citizens? Or if not, we can skip it. Just let me know.
I think we can do, like, a promotion for the maintenance to try to get more clients in.
Okay. So
maybe 50% off for new customers.
50, like 50% off for new customers?
Yeah.
Okay. 50% off for new customers for landscape maintenance, right?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have reviews outside Google that you would like to be displayed on your website? For example, from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook?
I think we have some on Yelp. Maybe you guys can display those on there.
Okay. If you do have some Yelp, then we can add it. Let me see. I do see that you have a link here on Yelp. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your website?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great. And do you want to have any videos, do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your site?
Yeah, we have a few of those.
Gotcha. That sounds good. That is very helpful for your website. And would you like to enable online payments in your website?
How does that work? Like,
okay, so for us to integrate payment in your website, we will be sending you an email, but you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account. Not a personal account, but a business PayPal account. And then you need to generate the code to be used in your website.
I don't think so. We use most likely QuickBooks to get our invoices out. I think we'll just stay with that.
All right, we can skip it for now.
Yes.
And also, would you like to enable would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yes.
Okay. And also, are there any special features that you would like to add in your website? For example, some AI chat widget.
There's actually an AI feature that I kind of learned about that only, I forgot what they call it, but there's only one, like, click, like, in every page. There's, like, a font to keep the same thing all the time. So that's, like, you know, like, a main focus to have them click on it, to send them, like AI notifications, you know, like a text message and our phone number information from the website.
Do you mean the chat widget, like the frequently asked questions?
I think so. I don't know what it's called. I gotta look back what it's called. But like it's another way they call it differently for like a website, just to have like one focus. I mean, in like other pages, we can have like pictures and before and after. But, like, not have, like, too much clicks, you know, have them click here, click there. We just want them to focus on, you know, just trying to click on one certain thing, and it's just, you know, trying to get an appointment or just book with us or have something scheduled. I don't know if you guys ever do that.
I will ask our website team if we already have this feature on the page, because for now we have these special features like the AI chat widget and blogs. But I was going to go ahead and ask them.
I gotta look up the name, because there's a name for it, what they call it now.
Gotcha. So
it's a new website.
If you can check on the name, it would be very helpful if you can provide it to us, or if you have a sample website link of the site that was using that, we can also use that as a reference.
Yes, of course. I think I do have one for reference. It's a speaker that we went to for businesses, and then he had it, and he sent us his link, and now till this day, he still sends us link about his book that he has on there, and that is like the main focus of the point of that website he has, you know.
Okay.
Always just to have people click on that link, and then always have it, you know, update them like on stuff, what's going on or stuff like that, like, you know, the customers, you know, just to have them, you know, try to go with our company or our business.
Can you provide me the link of the website?
Yes. Give me like 10 minutes. I got to get to my computer. I just recently got home, so I'll forward that to you as well.
Gotcha. No worries about that. We can get back to that later, okay?
Okay.
And are there any websites that you like, and what do you like about them, like competitors' websites? I think the website that you talked earlier, you can send them to me so that we can use it as a reference.
Yeah, of course. I haven't really looked into my website, but.
And also, Alex, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, we can skip it for now. And where do you want your license number to show? Usually we put it by footer on by default. Do you want to show it on hero or banner, or what do you think?
Whatever is best recommended or whatever gets people more clients, or I don't know how you guys do it. Honestly, I haven't even done it before. So, you know, whatever you guys know of knowledge, what's best recommendation for your business owners.
Gotcha. We actually highly recommend it on footer, so let's work with that.
Okay.
And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. But I just got to get you the license number. But I think maybe my license number is expired. I probably have to renew it, so maybe we're going to have to wait on that. But I think everything else to be good.
Gotcha. All right. And also, Alex, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your website layout or some advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, because they're the best people to answer if you have any concerns with your website. And let me see. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or do you want to check your website first?
I think I can send you the link that I have, and I think they should be okay from that. And like all my pictures and all that, do I got to email to you or
send it to you, whoever receives it?
Good question. So for your photos, you can send it to us, or you can upload it to your dashboard or through your local Splash app, whichever is convenient for you. So I
maybe I'll upload it on the dashboard.
Yes, I highly suggest that you do upload it in your dashboard, and the ways we will be notified once you upload it. So once you have new photos from your job, you can upload it anytime so we can use it for the marketing. We really highly suggest that you keep on uploading photos so we can use it for the optimization, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And now let's talk about your call tracking. Your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up your phone number that my team set up for you, Alex. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can go ahead and finalize it, okay?
Okay.
So the phone number that they have for you for your call tracking, that is 239-424-5561. Are you okay with this phone number? Or do you want a number that ends with 77?
77.
Okay, so I do also have a number here, answer 77, that's 239-439-2077. Are you okay with this?
No, just put my phone number, 239-273-7977.
Okay, actually, Alex, this call tracking number is endorsed by Google itself. So we will be setting you up with a call tracking number to be able to help you track the leads on your dashboard or in your app, and it will also help you filter out spam calls. And all the calls, anyway, will go directly to the number ending in 7977. So we will be using your call tracking number for the marketing campaign. So and then all the calls will go to the 7977. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I think, yes, it's like that.
Okay, so are you okay to set up the number with the 239-424-5561 or with the number 239-439-2077?
So these numbers we're setting up, is it numbers that I have, or how is that working? I don't get it.
Okay, so this is the number that we will be promoting your business. So we will be using it for all your marketing campaign. Okay?
I don't have any of those phone numbers. Who has those? Or is it you guys? Or?
Yes, this is the endorsed by Google itself, so we will set up this call tracking number. So this is going to be your call tracking.
Yeah, but you guys are the only ones who can use those numbers, correct?
Oh, so these are the numbers that the your potential clients will be calling you.
But their phone calls go to me, right?
Yeah, yes, their phone calls go to you. So we will
even if the number is different or what?
Yes, even if the number is different, even if we will set you up with a call tracking, this is endorsed by Google. So even if we set you up with a 239-424-5561, all the calls will still go directly to your phone number, 239-273-7977.
And why don't they use my numbers?
The reason why... Yeah, the reason why we are promoting you with a call tracking number is because it will help you track your leads on the dashboard or through your local Splash app. So it will be very convenient for you in case you missed a potential client. You can give them a call back, or you can always listen to your conversation if there's anything you missed on your conversation. And it also helps you filter out spam calls. The tracking number.
Okay. I think we can do that. I thought it was like a number that I give you guys or provide you guys with and that I don't have it anymore. Well, I mean, if that's how it is, then we'll just use any of those. I don't mind which one it is.
Gotcha. All right. So let's have the number 239-424-5561. Anyways, Alex, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine and still ring to your phone number, okay?
Okay, do I have to save that number myself or no?
Yep, you can save this as a local splash lead. So every time your potential client will be calling this, it will appear to your phone as like a local splash lead, and you will know that the people calling your phone are potential clients.
Okay.
Yep. So let me have it here. Okay, don't worry. That call tracking number is a very good highlight from Google itself, so that will be very helpful for your business, okay?
Okay.
And also, Alex, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Echo Landscaping and Maintenance. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I don't think so. Not at the moment.
Yep, that's okay. You can always add it anytime, okay?
All right.
All right, and are you familiar with Google Workspace?
What was that?
Google Workspace. Are you familiar with that, or have you heard about Google Workspace?
No, not at all.
Okay, so Google Workspace, Alex, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents on your own domain. So you already have a domain name, that's echohardscape.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says alex@echohardscape.com or info@echohardscape.com or even office@echohardscape.com. So that would build image of trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. Would you have a starting price of $19 per month per user? Is that a step you'd like to add to your growth toolkit? Or you can always add it anytime. You can always think about it.
Well, what's the benefit of that again?
Okay. So the benefit of this, Alex, is you will have the email. You have an email that would match your domain name. So you will sound, your email sounds very professional. So you have the domain name, the one that we'll be creating your website, that's echohardscape.com, right?
Yeah.
So with Google Workspace, you can have an email that says alex@echohardscape.com. So you can have that email. That's one email or one username, or if you would like to make it more professional, you can have office@echohardscape.com or info@echohardscape.com. So it will actually build trust with prospects, and it will let your team to stay organized and have cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. So we offer that for $19 per month per username.
I don't think so, not at the moment.
Okay, yep. And again, you can always add it anytime if you would be interested, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide landscaping services, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what's the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I think we can go with the maintenance right now.
Maintenance.
That's what I was kind of focusing on for now, and then later on we can add another one or see how this works.
Yep, of course. So you wanted the landscape maintenance is your number one service, right?
Correct.
But let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword landscaping contractor or landscaper or landscape maintenance? What do you think?
The keyword you said?
like, what do you want it to be found first? Do you want it to be found first with the keyword landscaping contractor or landscaper?
Mm-hmm.
Or landscaping services?
I think landscaper, because landscaper is almost like, you know, almost everything with landscape in general.
Gotcha. All
but
right.
I think landscaper is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you under landscaper. That is a very good keyword that we have. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. Let me know if you're okay with this keyword, or let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list, okay?
Okay.
So I have here landscaper as the first keyword, followed by the landscape. Oh, let me see. Followed by the landscape maintenance. Let me just verify it here. Okay, landscaper and then landscape maintenance.
Okay.
And we have here landscaping contractor, and we have landscaping services, lawn care services, we have lawn maintenance, we have landscape designer, landscape installation, hardscaping services, paver installation, irrigation installation, sprinkler system repair, tree trimming services, tree removal services, sod installation, artificial turf installation, landscape lighting installation, retaining wall installation, patio installation, mulching services, and we have here commercial landscape services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes. Can we move the commercial more up, or
yes,
is there?
Yes, for sure.
I think we're trying to get into more commercial as well.
Gotcha.
We have a few for now, but it's always good to have more.
Mm-hmm. So after the landscape maintenance, I've added here the commercial landscape services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, I think we've got it all covered.
Gotcha. Anyways, you'll receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Alex. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think more like the profession of our work, you know, the way we do it, the high quality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this,
mm-hmm.
What was that?
Mm-hmm. So you do provide high quality services.
Correct.
Okay. And you talk about professionalism. That is very helpful also.
Yeah, it depends how the crew is. You know, we always have our t-shirts on with our logo on it. You know, we pull up with our, you know, our truck. We got our logo on the trucks. We got, you know, every equipment we need and cones. We pour our cones out. You know, everything that has to do with what we do is done professionally.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Is it locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Amazing. You can add those descriptions because it's going to be very helpful for the business around your area. But do you want to add more?
I think that's good for now.
Okay. And do you have a mission statement?
No. For now, do you guys have any recommendations?
I actually prepared a list of mission statements for you. So
yeah,
you want to hear it? Okay.
Yes.
So I got it here for you, Alex. At Echo Landscaping and Maintenance, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Echo Landscaping and Maintenance, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Echo Landscaping and Maintenance. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from the list?
I think the first one. Can you say that one again?
Yep. The first one is at Echo Landscaping and Maintenance. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Yeah, I think that was good.
Okay. And you mentioned about having a tagline, correct? Can you provide me your tagline?
A tagline?
Or a slogan?
Honestly, I don't think I have a slogan.
Oh, the one that you mentioned that it was on your shirt.
Oh, no, no, we just have our logos on our shirts.
Oh, just logo. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so do you want to personalize your tagline?
I think so. I don't have one in mind, but I can look it up.
Okay. So we do have a few samples for landscaping services tagline. Okay. For example, we have here, bringing paradise to your property, or we have here, quality care for every square foot, or we have landscapes done right. Do you want any of those, or do you want to personalize your tagline?
What was the second one?
The second one is quality care for every square foot, or we have landscapes done right, or where your lawn meets perfection.
I think the second one's good.
Okay. The second one, do you mean the landscapes done right or quality care for every square foot?
I think quality care for every square foot.
Gotcha. And how many years have you been in business?
2 years. It's 2 years and a half, I think. Just put 2 years.
2 years. So that means to say this one started around 2024?
2024. We started 2023, actually.
Oh, 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. You have 2023, and how many years of experience do you have?
Let me see. We can put six.
We have six. All right. That's a good number. So the business started 2023, but you have 6 years of experience.
Correct.
All right, sounds good. And how many people work with your company?
We have 4 employees.
You have 4? Does that include you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you have a good number. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Both. But is that going to be on there? Because we do get more jobs or, like, higher jobs. And we always get it done. You know, we can always find more people. I don't want to have that on there that would have customers hesitate to work with us. You know, commercial people always tend to want more people working with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if, is that going to be on there or how does that work?
Okay, do you mean like the number of people? The work for your company? Okay, if you're not comfortable with having it shown that you have 4 employees, then I can go ahead and let my team know that we will hide it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, let's hide that because I had commercial jobs where they ask, hey, how many employees you have? Or like some people hesitate because you have less. But, I mean, we can always get more and do the quality, same quality work.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't want that on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me just go ahead and hide it for you.
Yeah.
And I just want to confirm here, Alex, that I got your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Saturday, so you do 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., correct?
Correct.
And Sundays you're closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can send emergency calls.
Oh, yes, that's emergency calls.
Yeah, on Sundays we can get emergency calls, or like 24 hours.
Or how about this? Your hours of preparation is from 7 a.m. to 5, that's Monday to Saturdays. On Sundays, you're closed, but you do accept emergency services, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's do it that way. And what types of payment do you accept?
Payment?
Yes, payment.
We have online payment with QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
we receive checks.
Mm-hmm.
Zelle.
Mm-hmm.
Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one, babe? And I think that's it.
Okay. You do checks, Zelle, Cash App, online payments. How about cards?
And
the cards, right? Cash,
well, yeah,
right?
We do card and cash.
Gotcha. We have added cash and cards. Thank you so much for that, Alex. So now that we have your business information, you do have two options. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option, Alex, because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
What was the first one, or what's this one is for?
Okay, this is for your directories. So for your first option, we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. This is the option that we highly recommend. The second option is listing your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but then again, I don't recommend you that option.
Yeah, let's go with the first one because I get too much spam calls.
Gotcha. All right, so let's work with the first one. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So yes, I see here that your business is located in Fort Myers, Florida. So for this one, Alex, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it's very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. And it should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business Profile will not get suspended, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, can you provide me your 5 target cities or zip codes?
Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Estero.
Mm-hmm.
Bonita Springs.
Bonita.
Naples. I think in all of those, there's like different types of zip codes.
That's okay. We can add cities anyways.
And just put Marco Island on there. I think that's a different county.
That's Marco Island?
Yes.
Okay. So we have here Fort Myers, Estero, Bonita Springs, Naples, and Marco Island?
Correct.
All right.
You can put Cape Coral, though. It's a little far, but, I mean, it depends on the job. I mean, we're willing to go and check it out.
Yep. I'll add Cape Coral for you. All right, thank you so much for this. And I see that you have an existing Google Business Profile where you already added a test manager to it. Thank you so much for doing that. So our Google team already know that you have already added a test manager and we'll be optimizing your Google Business Profile, okay?
Yeah, and Dave said I had 2 Google accounts for some reason. He said you're going to merge it together.
Oh,
or maybe they already fixed that.
Upon checking it here, so you have 2 Google Business Profiles. Mm-hmm. Oh, correct. I was actually able to pull up 1 because you have already added that to the other Google Business Profile.
But yeah, he said it don't really matter which one to add you guys. He said you guys will just fix it up or, you know, transfer my reviews that I have on the other one.
Oh, I do see. Do you have access to both of this?
I think so.
Because you already added us to the other one. How about the other one? You don't have access or no?
Which one do you have access to? The one with a lot of pictures or no pictures? Because there's one with a lot of pictures. That's the one I have. Let me try to pull one up, see what I...
Okay, I'm also pulling it up right now. Let me see.
The one I have access to right now is the one with the palm in the front, and we got like a little logo there.
Okay. Is it the one with the 4 reviews or 5 reviews?
Google reviews. Give me a second.
Let me see. Let me just try to pull it up here in my end. Just one moment. Echo landscaping and maintenance.
I don't even know why it lets you open, like, you know, different profiles under the same name.
Actually, when you set it up, did you set up with a different address or a different phone number?
Nope, all the same.
Okay. The thing is, Google may let you, but later on, it will actually suspend the account. That's the reason why we want to make sure that you don't have more than 2 Google Business profiles. So as I see right now, the access that we have is the Google Business profile with 4 reviews.
Yeah, okay. That's the one you have access to. Okay, the other one is the one I want mainly. Let me see if I can log into that, actually.
Mm-hmm. If you can log into that, then I will ask you to add it again as manager. So we can work on merging the account. I will let our team know that we will merge the account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we only have here like 2 photos for the Google Business Profile.
Yeah, that's the one I recently opened up because I thought they had pros mine. Oh. So, yeah. So I thought, because it asked for another video to verify and all that. So I tried to go into my old one, but it says I have to re-verify. But I guess it made me get another account.
Okay. So we'll check it with our team. I will let them know that you have 2 Google Business profiles, and it could be possible to merge it. Okay?
Yeah, I think I can, give me a second. Let me see if I can get the other one so then I can let you guys manage it as well. It only lets me go to the new one I have on there. Maybe they already deleted the other one.
Okay, so let me see. The other one that has 5 reviews, you don't have any access to it, or you're not able to pull it up?
I can't even pull it up, honestly.
You can pull it up, but you don't have any access? Or can you go to the Steve profile?
Save my orders. Manage your account, Google password. How do I check the account? Because I go on Google and look up business account.
Okay. Okay, so when you go to Google, you will actually see the business listed. So, were you able to pull up your 2 Google Business profile or no?
Yeah, both of them show up, but the one with the 4 reviews, it just says view profile, and then the other one doesn't let me view it at all. It's just only visible to you.
Oh, okay. It's only visible to you.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you see any 3 dots?
3 dots?
Yes.
No. The other one has check mark on it, though.
When it says your business is not visible to customers, did you see any 3 dots beside that or no?
No, it only says only visible to you.
Gotcha. All right. I will note it here, and I will ask if it's possible for our Facebook for our Google team to work on that, on merging the account. I know if you're using the same email, right?
Yeah, it should be the same email.
Okay. And if ever, if there's any error or things like that, we will try to reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
So, anyways, we already have access to the other one, so we can try to merge it.
Yeah.
Merge. Because, again, as I've mentioned earlier, it's not really helpful if you have two Google Business profiles. So let's just work with merging it.
Yeah, of course, because I heard they talked to Dave and he said that's not how it works.
Yes. Anyways, you have a very good Google Business profile. You have 4 reviews and a 5-star. So keep it up. And let me see. All right. And also, I think David sent you an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. We do understand that your Google Business profile is already verified, up and running, but it is very helpful if you send us the photos of the following, like the tools or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. Because it is, in case you need to do a verification with Google, we already have it on file, okay?
Okay, well, just let me know so then I can send that over, or I have to send those over.
So you can upload it also to your dashboard or app.
Okay. Is there a slot for that, or is it just uploading it in general?
Yeah, you can upload it under business documents.
Business documents. Okay.
All right. And one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yeah, of course.
Amazing. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, Alex, especially that it's very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard anytime, okay?
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp now. Dick, you mentioned earlier that you have a Yelp page, correct?
Oh, yes, and I think I have some reviews in there. I just had a bad, I did have Yelp ads, but I didn't have a good connection with them, or sometimes they would send me leads, and they're charging per lead. And one time I got a job that they charged me, like, I think $60 or $80 for, and the job was only putting down, like, 4 pieces of sawn. So basically, I only charged $100 to the customers. I can't charge more because, you know, obviously it's not expensive. But then it didn't make sense them charging me $60 to $80 for that lead when it wasn't even that much. So I ended up having a dispute with them and just telling them to just cut off my ads that I had with them.
Okay, so what you already have with them is only the Yelp page without ads, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told them to take off everything, but they still kept my Yelp page on there.
Gotcha. And do you still have access to your Yelp page?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly, but if you would like it to be optimized, then you will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send you an email where you can add us as an admin so we can optimize your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yep, I really do understand your frustration about the Yelp page of having to charge $80 and having to job for only $100. That's not actually, you know, let me just note that here. Okay.
You send an email?
Yep, I'm sending you an email. So you can add that as an admin.
Okay.
Leave it in a moment. So the email that I'm sending is how to add us as Yelp admin to your existing Yelp page. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Okay. So do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have access to your business Facebook page?
Yes. I just haven't had time to work on it, but I have done.
Mm-hmm. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Just let me log in real quick.
I will send you an email for that, okay? Because I will be sending you, Alex, a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yeah. Is it already included? Right? I think it was.
Yes, you actually have Facebook ads included in your package. So I'm sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running, okay?
Okay.
And I hope that you would be able to add this as admin to your Facebook business page as soon as possible so our team can work on your Facebook ads on a correct timeline. Mm-hmm. Let me just have it here. And you should receive the email in a moment. Okay? Already.
How do I check if I set up my Facebook right or like to be a business?
Good question. So, when you created the Facebook business page, did you create it through your personal Facebook or no?
No, because I already have a personal.
Okay. So the Facebook business page actually, Alex, cannot be created as a standalone. The Facebook business page should be created from a personal Facebook.
Oh, from a personal?
Yeah, should be created on a personal Facebook. That means to say you have the access, you have the full access of your Facebook business page. And with the link that I sent you, it will actually ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that was associated to your business Facebook page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to the personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with the Facebook business page. Okay, so maybe when you created the Facebook page, did you create it like a new account?
I feel like I did. I'm not so sure. I don't know how to verify that.
Because if you created it like a new account where you'll be able to add friends, that means to say that it's not a Facebook business page. That it's like a personal Facebook, and you will not be able to run ads for that.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. So you need to create a basic one. Just create a basic one, and we will take care of the rest. Would you like me to send you an email so that would set as a reminder?
Yes, please. Or let me, after we hang up or...
Yep.
So, I'm trying to figure out, so how do I set it up or see if I have it set up right?
Yeah, that's okay. You can check, you can work on it later, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, let me I'm sending you an email that says, action needed, create your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
So, that will also set as a reminder that you need to have a Facebook business page. Just create the basic one. Just add the business name and the category, and we will take care of the rest.
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business ad. Your Facebook ads. So, as I've mentioned earlier, you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. So, for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or have a creative team handle this?
Just have them handle it, but like, I don't want any pictures used that's not my pictures because I don't want to see, other work that's not mine. So whatever I have, they can use that, but just make sure it looks right or, explaining what we're doing or what's happening in the picture.
Okay. So anyways, once you see your Facebook ads live, you will be able to pull it up on your dashboard. So you will not be able to see your Facebook ads on your Facebook business page because you are not the target market, okay? So the target market are your potential clients. So once you see your Facebook ads live on your dashboard, on your Local Splash dashboard, and if you have any concerns, let us know if there's any changes that you like, okay? But for
If I'm able to see it and see how it looks, then it should be good. I can point it out, see what's going on.
Gotcha. So I will note it here that we have the creative team handle your Facebook ads, but then again, we will be strictly using your photos only. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So that means to say you don't want us to use any AI or stock images?
It just depends how it looks, because I've seen other businesses have AI and it's just like goofy, or like my father also owns a business and he had people working on this same thing, but like, you know, trying to generate him more leads and make him like websites. And his websites were like pictures they just pulled off Google and it just looked it awful. And I was like, no, that's not what I want.
Okay.
Just make sure everything looks professional and, you know, and make sure, you know, look up to what we say on our website and all that good stuff.
Gotcha. Anyways, we actually use, for example, AI or stock photos if we think that the photos provided are of low quality. But if you don't want us to like work with AI or stock photos on your account, I can go ahead and notate that. Would you like me to do that? You don't want to do any AI photos, so I can note that we only.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can upload photos, like, you know, hopefully I can upload them, like, you know, daily or when I can, some good photos, some maintenance of the houses we have, or small jobs we do, pavers, or we have done fence jobs that have pictures of those, all good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll note it here that we will only work with your photos and not any AI-generated or stock photos. Okay. And with regards to your Facebook ads, there are three lead response methods that you can only choose one from this, Alex, okay? So we have what we call form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls and Facebook Messenger, but what we recommend, Alex, is using the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options, again, are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Whatever is best recommended.
Okay, so let's work with the form fill. This is highly recommended by our Facebook team.
Yeah, of course. I mean, whatever, you know, you guys are the ones who know what's going on, so I mean, I always trust you guys.
Thank you for that. And, of course, the reason why I always suggest the best one is I wanted you to have good leads. So let's work with that. And I do see, Alex, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when your prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks.
I'm not sure.
Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested, you can have you can start with a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add it anytime. Okay.
I don't think at the moment, no. Like, let's just see how this works out. Like I have said, and go from there.
Gotcha. All right. No worries about that. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Do you have a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
I think check-in, well, I mean, when is this all going to be, you know, ready to load? I mean, hopefully maybe 2 weeks from now or a week from now we can start getting some calls, and then maybe check-in from there, or I don't know what you recommend.
Actually, if you have any concerns with regards to your account, can I call you anytime?
The what?
If you have some concerns to your account, can we call you anytime?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So for your question, that is for the time frame. So we can talk about the time frame and what to expect, Alex. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So you can check your dashboard for real-time updates if your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. Okay? And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. If ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Do you have a logo? You mentioned earlier that you do, right?
What was that?
You mentioned earlier that you have a logo, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I do hope that you'll be able to upload your logo on your dashboard also, okay?
Okay.
And
yeah,
now,
I told Dave maybe because he said I have a logo, a creator or you guys something with the plan that came. I told him to maybe update my logo or try to make it look a little more popping because sometimes I always try to change it or do something new to it, but I don't know. It just seems like not to come out. Maybe you guys have a better idea to come up with or something that doesn't look, you know, AI generated, something looks natural with more color with the name in it. But I mean, if we don't come up with anything, we'll just use mine how it is.
Okay. So you want us to elevate your logo, how it looks like, or do you want us to create a different logo for you?
I think elevate, or, you know, you can also change the whole thing and see if there's a better version or way it looks, honestly.
Okay, so how about this? Would you like our team to create a branded logo for you? And if ever you don't like it, just let us know.
Yeah,
so you have choices, okay? So if you don't like what we create for you, you can send your logo and let us know if you want us to elevate the logo, okay? So for now, I will let my team of Create the Logo know that you can either elevate the logo that you will be sending or we will create a branded logo that you can choose from. So you'll have options.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And for us to be able to do that, please upload a logo on the dashboard, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you want something that looks natural and not AI generated.
Correct.
Okay. Not that. All right, so now you will see several important emails from us soon, Alex. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low-resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. And your client dashboard login, which you shall better receive, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and content progress from anywhere on any device. And also, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Alex, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so 3 weeks from now, that's going to be the same day, Tuesday. Are you okay with 24th of March? Do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Whatever day is fine, just timing around this time or like 6, like same time as this.
Okay, so I can go ahead and schedule you same time that we do our client interview, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And will you be able to provide me now your business license number and the expiration date?
Let me see. Like I had said, I don't know if it's still on.
All right, but if it's not handy, that's okay. Anyways, you will be sending us photos for that.
Application. Should have it here. Very much. Yeah, should be in this one. I think I have to look for it and forward that or upload it.
Gotcha. It's okay. It's okay if it's not handy right now. All right. And after we end this call, as I mentioned earlier, Alex, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number. Now, please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Is there a way we can get a QR code for our website?
Mm-hmm. What is it again?
QR code.
Oh, QR code on the website. I'm going to go ahead and have our team work with that for you, okay?
Yeah, because we would like to display it maybe on our truck so people just scan it with their phone and take them directly there.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will have this one for you, QR code for your website. Let me just ask if it would be possible for them. But I will be able to get a response from them maybe tomorrow. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Also,
Well, anyways, if you do have a QR code for the website, we will send it to you through email, okay?
Okay. What about, you said to upload information. I don't see where we can upload this.
Okay, so are you on the dashboard already?
Yeah, I should be on the
Local Splash. Okay, did you see business info?
Yes, business info.
Okay, so on business info, when you tap on that, you will see business location information, business information, and media. Did you see that?
Give me a second. Local lead, listing, Google, reviews.
Yep. Posts, and then there's business info.
The Google profile actions.
Can you tap on that, and will you be able to see the business info?
No, this took me to Google website.
Oh, okay. Google Works profile actions.
Maybe so, I got to click on the account settings.
Account settings. Did you see Google Insights, ad campaigns, reviews, and posts, and beside that there's a business info? Are you using your phone or computer?
I'm using my phone.
Okay.
So first I have account settings, and then business info, you know, equal landscaping, phone Myers, and then promote URL, primary search, your account manager.
Not that one. Where you can check the tabs for the leads, website, listings, Google Insights, ad campaigns, reviews, posts, and then business info, where you can tap on. And when you tap on business info, you should see business information. You have here like keywords. And then there's media. When you scroll down, there's media where you can upload business. Mm-hmm.
Business info. I'm on the business info. All
right. Sounds good.
So where do I go after that one?
Okay. So when you click on business info, will you be able to scroll down?
There's a... media. Logo, cover, photo. Okay. Business photos, business videos, business documents. Business registration. The business registration, is that the one on Sunbiz?
The business registration in your business when you register your business to the state.
To the state. Okay. I think we should have one of those.
Yep. So if you have time, and you can always upload anytime on your dashboard, okay? And we really highly encourage you to keep on uploading photos, especially if you have new photos from your job site, okay?
Okay, it says invoice. Do I post a picture of my invoice looking like, or what is that?
like the sample invoice, you can upload it. For this is actually for internal use for your Google Business profile. So you don't have to.
Do I have to have a customer's name and some little invoice information, or can it be blank, or how does that work?
Yeah, it could be blank. We'll try to work with a blank one.
Okay, sounds good. I can do that.
All right. Yep. And do you have any other concerns?
I think no, actually. I think everything should be good. I know as long as I update all the pictures, you know, we should be running, and hopefully everything goes good.
Yep. And also, Alex, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it, okay? Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back if you are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then
wait,
again,
sorry,
Alex,
one more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do I send, like, Dave said there was something we can send to our customers so they can give us a review?
Oh, good thing. Do you mean your URL?
I think so.
For your, yep. So let me go ahead and generate that. So we already have access to your Google Business profile. I will ask our Google team to provide you the link, the tiny URL. We call it a tiny URL where you can send it to your clients. Even if it's your old clients, they can still leave reviews to your Google Business profile. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I have plenty of clients I wanted to send that as well too.
Gotcha.
So.
So I will have this one checked with our Google team if we'll be able to generate the URL already since you already added it as manager, and we will send it to you through text, message, or email. Would that be okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So let me just left a note for our team. We will send you the tiny URL link. Okay. So we also encourage you to send it to your clients before so you can gather a good number of reviews in your Google Business profile, okay? Let's keep it coming. All right.
So, and like, guess, like the website and all the logo stuff, they're going to email it to me to see how it looks like and everything?
Yeah. So, once it's live and running, you will receive an email from our website team that's already live. So, with all the information that we have, I'm sending it to our website team so they can create your website, and you will receive an email once it's live, and you can go ahead and check on it. And if you have any concerns or revisions, let us know.
All right. Good.
All righty. And do you have any other concerns?
No. I think that should be it.
Okay. So, after we end this call, Alex, I will do a test call to the call tracking number to make sure that it falls through your phone number. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.